All right, we're back with All Action Sports Radio here at allactionsportsradio.com. Don't forget, we have our Song of the Week coming up a little bit later in our show. It's Courtney Love, You Know My Name. And this song actually rocks. We were sitting around and people brought up this new Courtney Love song, and I wasn't a believer, but man, I am now. So you want to stick around a little bit later in our show. And we have Corey Schumacher, pro surfer. She'll be in our show a little bit later. But right now, I want to thank you guys for listening to All Action Sports Radio. And I want to thank South Carolina, Florence in South Carolina, WJMX 970 AM. Thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio each and every week here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. All right. This next segment, I've been excited about this segment for a variety of reasons, but mostly because we've been trying to track this guy down for a little bit. And when I say a little bit, I mean a lot. He is currently 10th in points in the 250 Supercross West region. He's been having one heck of a season, ripping off a few of the top 10 finishes here at the Lucas Pro Motocross. And I'm very, very stoked to have him on our show this week. He is a 5150 energy drink rider, Jake Canada. Jake, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It is going well, man. I mean, you are the only privateer inside the top 10. How does that feel?
It feels good. I mean, it's cool to be up there battling it out with, you know, the privateer set guys. And each weekend, at least trying to beat one or two of those guys is always cool. You know, I'm striving for their ride, so... Definitely been a good season.
Jake, it's been well known, well documented, ups and downs, you know, controversial moves here and there. Do you feel like this year's been a little bit of a redemption for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a lot of ups and downs and all the controversy with the old team and stuff like that. I think people were kind of starting to wonder about me a little bit, but I feel like this year I'm definitely set my name back in people's heads, and to be able to get consistent finishes in the top 10 and show what I have, I definitely think I'm back up there on everybody's radar.
Now, you're set up with Supercross only, with 5150 Energy Drink. They're supporting you, and they got behind you, and it's made your life a little bit easier this season because, you know, you're still considered a privateer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so now, going forward, if you just stay in the top 10 and you don't podium, would you still consider this a successful season?
I mean, it's tough for me just because the last two seasons I've had, my season in 2012, first year Moto Concepts, I had a couple top five, and I actually didn't finish outside of the top nine the whole season. So, and then last season, I got a fifth. So it's kind of up and down. I know that it's stacked right now, and the West Coast right now is super stacked. You got a lot of fast guys and a lot of guys there's 10 guys that are all pretty even, 5 guys that are even on another level. So I feel like the competition has definitely stepped its way up, so it's a lot harder to get up in there. But, you know, I want to better myself and to better my finishes that I've had. It's bittersweet.
Well, you're looking at Jason Anderson, Cole Seeley, Justin Hill, Dean Wilson, and Cooper Webb all rounding out the top five, and then Malcolm Stewart, Jesse Nelson, Zach Osborne, Shane McElrath, and then there's you. I think that says a lot to be in the top 10 and have 9 guys, all factory guys, in front of you. And which begs to the next question. When you ride, do you have to play it safe, knowing that you don't have that backing, you don't have that money to take care of your bike or take care of yourself like the other guys do?
I mean, no. Once you get out there, it's everything goes away, and you got to give it your all. Definitely. I mean, I'm still giving it everything I have. There's no reserves on when I'm out there. It's good too because I got a great team behind me. The whole 5150 Energy team has been awesome this year. They've given me good bikes. Matt Jory's doing the motors. We actually got a really strong bike this year, so I'm happy with all that. And no, there's definitely no holding back. We're going all guns blazing when we're at the races.
Dispel a rumor that you might have or others might be saying. Do you feel like you would do better if you had full factory support? You might even podium?
I mean, it's hard to say. I would hope so. I mean, there's just a lot that comes with the whole factory support thing. A lot of, you know, just resources that they have. They have so many more options. Bike setups and teammates, and they've been going had it for a long time. So to start a new team from the beginning, right before the season, you have 3 months to get your bike, get the setup, and your resources just aren't as good as it would be on the street team and, you know, private stuff like that.
You listen to All Action Sports Radio at allactionsportsradio.com, and we're talking to Jake Canada, who's in the top 10 in the 250 West and Supercross. Hey, Jake, I know that the 5150 team owner, Carlos Vieira, is passionate about raising awareness for autism, and yeah, that he does a lot for that, and you support that, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm stoked on that. And, you know, actually at Houston, we had our bike with the puzzle pieces all over the graphics because it was Autism Awareness Month. So I think his nephew is autistic, and I think it's awesome. We got a lot of people coming by the rig asking questions, and they love that we're a supporter of it. So I'm happy to be behind that too.
Does that add a little bit more to your racing, you know, knowing that you're racing for a cause and it's just not – I mean, we all know you're out there racing and you're giving it your all, but does it give you just a little bit more of a good feeling and an incentive knowing that every time that you get a top 10 finish, that you're not only raising awareness for yourself, but you're also raising awareness for autism and you're bringing that to light?
Yeah, for sure. It's an awesome feeling. And it's also a good feeling when people come by and they ask questions about it, and I can tell them a little bit about it and a little bit about Carlos and how he's real passionate about it. And, it's definitely a cool feeling to race for autism.
All right, excellent, excellent. Hey, Jake, can you talk about the rumor that you might be riding for Canada? That actually, now you know your name is Jake Canada, but you know the country of Canada. It's been circulated and it's been making the rounds that you just might, you know, next season ride for Canada.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely it's true. I don't have an outdoor deal. The 5150 deal was just through Las Vegas, so we're trying to maybe work out a deal with 5150 to still do the outdoors here and make that work somehow. We're in the works of that. But the whole Canadian deal, I was talking to him a little bit back, and it looked pretty promising, but kind of was on the rocks a little bit for a while. But now there's crunch time. I mean, it's hard to say. It's you know, you wait a week, call and talk. Oh, we got a little bit more news, but wait another week. So nothing's for sure. I'm not sure on any of it. I would love to sign a deal here shortly. It's coming up, but yeah, still not 100% sure on what I'm going to do exactly for outdoors.
Well, you know, we only have a few weeks left. If something's going to happen, yeah, it's got to happen. And you know, last season you found a top 10 in Unadilla racing 450s. Is that something that might be on the table for you if it doesn't work out?
Yeah, I mean, shoot. If anybody gave me a bike, I don't care what color it is. Just let me ride it, you know?
Hey, that's an awesome attitude, and you know what, Jake, I love you, man, and the fact that you're in the top 10, I would think that there's a, with so many injuries, especially this season, that there's a place for you.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, there's definitely been a lot of guys dropping off too recently, it seems like. So hopefully everybody knows that I don't have anything going and that I'm looking, and if any opportunity comes, that they will try to reach out to me or something.
Do you think any of that bad, I guess, you know, when you left the other team, do you think there's any remnants of that hanging around you at all? Or
it could be. I mean, it sucks the way that all played out, but that's why after all that happened with Moto Concepts, I went out, bought a bike, and did the last four outdoors just to show to everybody that I'm not that kid and I'm not doing those things, you know, just mm-hmm. that I'm off the program and that, you know, I'm not goofing off or whatever. I'm giving it everything I got. So as long as I can, I feel like as long as I'm out there and I'm racing and I'm showing people that, you know, you can't do what we do without being on top of your game. So as long as I do that, I feel like that hopefully all that stuff will go away.
Absolutely. You can't do what you do and work as hard as you do and make those top 10 finishes without busting your tail, man. So, Jake, nothing but the best of luck going forward. And in the next couple of weeks, man, I hope you kill it.
All right. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, hopefully you guys can see me out there in the outdoors. Who knows what color or what brand, but hopefully I'll be out there.
All right. We're looking forward to it. I want to give a big shout-out to Terry Beal from Push Marketing for putting this together and getting Jake on our show. Jake, you go ride, and we'll be watching you, okay?
All right, man. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right, absolutely. You're listening to All Access Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Coming up, we have Corey Schumacher, pro surfer, talking about her latest documentary here on All Access Sports Radio.